Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast, which I offer at every new and full moon. Every once in a while, there are additional episodes, but the new and full moons are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, describes readings that I offer as a consulting astrologer and other information about the moon in astrology especially, and other topics. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. The approaching new moon is in the mysterious, secretive, and powerful sign of Scorpio. This is always a liminal time of the year as we shift from autumn toward winter, as we mark the ancient Celtic fire festival of Samhain. And this year, we find ourselves in the midst of even more transitions, crossing more thresholds, and considering where we are with regard to boundaries, personal agency, and, as always with Scorpio, issues of power. To explore this new moon, we need to look ahead a bit. So in this podcast, we will touch on the Saturn-Uranus square, what Mars will be up to, the coming Venus retrograde in Capricorn, and the fact that we are about to enter a new eclipse season for this year. The new moon in Scorpio arrives with a tight opposition to Uranus in Taurus. Here we have irresistible forces and immovable objects all over the place. We'll want to approach this new moon knowing that anything might happen and all bets are off. Scorpio is about power. Who has it? How it's used? What the impacts are. Whether we're looking within the psyche or outward at the world, Scorpio focuses on what has been hidden away. Manipulation can be found here, since Scorpio loves to have influence, but prefers to stay behind the scenes. This is the sign of the detective, the spy, the therapist, the mage. Anywhere we find those who know things others do not, we find Scorpio. This is a magical sign, though not the fluffy bunny sort of magic. Here we find the power of the occult. Where Scorpio falls in your birth chart, you will find intensity, an interest in what is taboo, and a determination to know. This new moon opens the way to some astrological events to come. This is a thin time of the year, when the veils between ordinary reality and other realms begin to part. This year, you may find the veils are thinner than usual, allowing for depths of insight, understanding, and experience that will be intense. Let's look at what will be unfolding. This new moon opens a lunar cycle that leads into a new eclipse season. The full moon in Taurus on November 19th and the new moon in Sagittarius on December 4th are both eclipses. Yet even this eclipse season represents a boundary crossing. We have the first eclipse in Taurus and Scorpio, and the last one in Gemini and Sagittarius. The nodes of the moon are about to change signs. Eclipses are intense and extended lunations. Their effects last about 6 months until the next eclipses arrive. I'll be saying more about these as they get closer, but it's good to understand where we are. This new moon triggers the Saturn-Uranus square. Saturn and Uranus have had two exact squares already this year. The third falls on December 24th. In many ways, this energy is the signature of 2021. Think of all the ways we see tradition trying to maintain the status quo against forces for change, sometimes revolutionary change. Whether we look at vaccinations and the limits imposed as a result of the pandemic, at whether long-standing injustices will be redressed, at what form our governments will take, we see forces for change standing up against the forces that refuse to change. At this new moon, the Sun and Moon have already squared Saturn and now oppose Uranus. The wide orbs allowed the luminaries mean that both the square and the opposition are within range. It's as if the Scorpio new moon is saying, look, we're not done with these issues yet. Maybe it's time to dig deeper. Saturn still wants to impose order and structure on anything that feels chaotic or out of control. Uranus has no respect for order. They're happy to create chaos if the result is greater authenticity. Uranus calls us to be who we truly are, who we're meant to be. Nothing else matters. The new moon is also opening the door to Mars, now in Scorpio, who will square Saturn and oppose Uranus in the coming weeks. Mars is flexing muscles now he's in Scorpio, ready to make up for having to be nice while transiting through Libra. Mars is powerful here, the ancient ruler of this sign. He can stir things up, make stuff happen, and goad others into action as well. Notice what comes up for you personally during the new moon. Possibly irritation, anger, or frustration. And what is triggering for you? Politics, social issues, relationships, work. You may find these same tender spots triggered again during the coming Mars transits. This new moon phase itself is crowded. On the 5th, both Venus and Mercury change signs. Mercury joins Mars and the luminaries in shadowy Scorpio. Our perceptions and our thoughts are steeped in Scorpionic themes. Venus steps into Saturn-ruled Capricorn. We'll be paying special attention to Venus in the coming weeks. She will travel almost to the end of Capricorn, then turn retrograde, coming back into early Cap before turning direct again. This means Venus will remain in this cardinal Earth sign until early March of next year. A long time. Venus will start her retrograde journey with a conjunction to Pluto, the modern ruler of Scorpio, and another marker of the intensity of these times. At this new moon, she remains out of bounds, following her own star. On the 7th, just after midnight, we reach the astrological Samhain with the sun at 15 Scorpio. In the Celtic calendar, this marks the beginning of the dark half of the dark half of the year. This is a time of ancestors, of telling the old tales, of leaving an empty space set at the table for the unseen guest. On Samhain, all fires were extinguished. Then on the hillsides, great bonfires were lit. As the flames flew upward, householders came together a new spark for the hearth. Endings and beginnings. A recognition of continuity, walking hand in hand with change. Also, in the morning of the 7th, is the electional chart I'm offering as a good opportunity for making new moon wishes. This chart can be found on my website, and if you would like to have essays like this one and future electional charts I share sent to your email inbox, please visit risingmoonastrology.com and sign up for my newsletter. Later on the 7th, we begin the crescent moon phase. For all of these reasons, we stand at the Scorpio new moon on a series of thresholds. We are invited into the mystery of who we are authentically at the deepest levels. We're asked to consider issues like power, secrecy, manipulation, change, and stability in our communities. And we're ushered into a time of change as we move into eclipses, another Saturn-Uranus square, and a Venus retrograde in Capricorn. Perhaps we begin by simply stepping into the mystery and taking a deep breath. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology. You can find me at my website, risingmoonastrology.com, and on Instagram. Tonight, I wish you all the mystery and authenticity offered at this new moon time as we all step together into a time of change. As always, thank you for listening.